I'm Samantha.
And I'm Julie. I think it's working.
I think it's working too.
Oh, anyway, it's lovely to be here again. We are not inside the bubble.
We're not inside the bubble, which is fine because our favorite team is also no longer inside the bubble, so who cares?
Rip. Okay, anyway. I thought about this. I do have to say I was skeptical of the bubble system. However, it seems to be working. I'm pretty sure there have been like zero like positive cases.
Yeah, there have been zero cases. They have tested over 7,000 tests every week. And at least, I think, the past 2 weeks, I know for sure there have been no positive tests, which is, they're doing something right. It is taking tests away from other people, which sucks.
Yep.
However, no one has coronavirus anymore. There are at least two people that I know of, or I guess now one person that I know of who had coronavirus and is still in the bubble.
Oh.
And that would be the greatest Hawks goalie of all time. Thank you, Mark Lazarus. Corey Crawford.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to start out with the most important news.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Go for it.
The most important news is that Connor Sherry is going to be a dad.
That is the most important news. You're correct.
I know. I know I'm correct.
I'm very excited for them. I feel like we've been asking this question since they got married.
We have.
So.
Oh my God.
Oh, Connor Sherry's gonna be a dad. Matt Murray's gonna be a dad.
Brian Dumoulin is already a dad.
Oh yeah, he is.
All my babies are having babies. I know.
Proud of him. I know. It's very and Brandon Tanev knew first.
Oh God. I don't know where Connor is going to be next season or even if there will be hockey next season. But I'm very excited for him. Yeah. So when last we spoke, nobody had gone into the bubble, or they had just gone into the bubble, and no games had happened. And
now some games have happened.
And 8 teams are gone, and Alexi Lafreniere is going to be a fucking New York Ranger.
Somebody was like, somebody on my timeline was out like, oh, poor kid. And I was like, he's 18 years old and he gets to live in New York City. Like, not poor kid. He's lucky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he gets to live in New York City. Like, I mean, first off, how dare him live my dream? You know, like, it's not like it's a hardship. He's not going to, like, Winnipeg.
Like, true. I mean, as a
they don't have Wi-Fi and they have bad parks or don't have parks. I don't remember what it was. But
as a hockey kid, there was a possibility that he could have gone to like a possible contender, though, and so that does suck.
True.
I did see someone on my timeline make a very good joke. About, hold on, I have it saved. Let me find it. Okay, so Katie at Dame of Scones, who is a great Twitter follow, especially for a Pens fan, she just tweeted this fake quote from someone on the New York Rangers, and it says, "I'ma call you Alex Lasagna."
A fake quote from someone on the Rangers. That's literally what Tony D'Angelo is going to say to them.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I laughed so hard when I saw that.
Is
I
pretty
know, I
funny.
know. So that's definitely the best thing to happen out off of that. So that happened last night. They did the lottery draw for the first pick. And so the Penguins, who got knocked out by the Montreal Canadiens, have the 14th or the 15th pick.
It's the 15th pick, but I think it could go to
They
Minnesota.
have
So it just depends on whether they want to keep it this year or they want to give up what they get
yeah, they
next
have
year.
7 days, just like the ring, to decide.
Hockey is the ring, confirmed.
Oh.
Oh
Oh
my
my
God.
God. Sorry. I have the Tampa Columbus game on because
Did somebody finally win?
they're in 3 OT, and it has been 69 minutes and 53 seconds since the last goal was scored.
Yeah. I have the Dallas Calgary game on mute on NBC or NHL Network because the other game is co-opting all the
I
time.
know. And the NHL requires 87 and a half minutes between each game on the same ice. So it's just pushing the Boston Carolina game back and back and back. The
Wow.
Carolina Hurricanes, they tweeted something about like having coffee or whatever. And the Blue Jackets tweeted back at them, and then the Hurricanes were like, "Stop being selfish and score a goal so we can play."
That's funny. I can't decide who I'm rooting for in that series beyond the black
Yeah.
hole. Uh-oh. Did I lose you? I can't
Oh,
hear
fuck.
you. Oh, there
Hi.
you are.
Oh, God.
It could be my internet. It's bad.
Oh. Well, this is an experiment, so we'll see what happens.
Not worried
That's
about
true.
it. So, because you can, as you can tell, I'm none too fussed about us doing this. This is just fun. I suppose we could go over who got knocked out.
Yeah.
Don't
The
even
first team
remember.
to get knocked out were the New York Rangers. The Carolina
Yeah.
Hurricanes knocked them out. The
Did they sweep them? Was that a sweep?
You
They did
know
it
what?
four
They did it in three. Yeah.
or two,
Yeah,
three. Yeah.
they did.
Oh, rip to Henrik Lundqvist. He's not dead. He's just still a Ranger, and that's
Yeah.
unfortunate.
Let's see. The Blue Jackets beat the Toronto Maple Leafs in five.
Five, yeah.
There was an historic day where six teams were up for elimination. The last time that happened in a best of five round or whatever was like 1986. And the Leafs were up for elimination and they ruined it and forced a game five because they're good at forcing the last game and they're bad at finishing the last game. And they did not
True.
score a single goal. So the
Oof.
Montreal Canadiens knocked out the Pittsburgh Penguins.
I hated that. They really did look lifeless in that last game. Like, they just did not care.
Yeah, they didn't score a goal.
Like,
they just should have been desperate.
Didn't care. Yeah, like, I mean, I get it. I mean, I don't know if they, like, I think Jim Rutherford, like, was like, conspiracy theorying that, like, they just wanted to go home. And, I mean, even if they did, how could you blame them? It's literally a global pandemic. Like, why wouldn't you want to be home? You know what I mean? Like, this just seems so trivial. Like, I know I'm watching it, and I know I love it. But, like, it just seems so trivial in the grand spectrum of things. Yeah. Like,
absolutely. Yeah. Like, I would have loved if it was, like, the longest road trip ever. But also, you know, they had spent so much time at home, and then, and now they're in the bubble. And the bubble, I'm sure, sucks.
Yeah. And I'm not even that upset about it. Like, I am, but I'm not, just because I, you know, like,
because I,
like, yeah, it sucks, but I just, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think it's because we had, first of all, we had so long without hockey, and it, I know for me, that just made me be like, yeah, I don't, it's not, like, as all-consuming as it was. There's so much more important stuff going on. And so, like, it's fun to watch, I guess, and, like, I just have to, if what I need to do is get really zen about the playoffs and just be like, hey, there's some fun hockey happening. Like,
yeah, I think, well, what I do like, what I have liked, like, anytime I see something that they were doing, like, goofy, like, in the arenas, just to make it, you know, funny, like, thanks to the fans, and then there were, like, four fans in seats, that's funny.
Rogers like, Place has been doing that. They also announced, like, the attendance as being zero, and I think they said that the wave is strictly prohibited tonight, like, so Rogers Center, the Edmonton guys are having a lot of fun over there.
Yeah. Oh, they also threw the hats for Connor McDavid's hat trick.
Oh, yeah, the Blackhawks knocked out the Oilers. So the 12th seeds in both conferences knocked out the number 5 seeds in both conferences. Who were the other? Oh my god, who's the?
Winnipeg, Nashville.
Yes, Nashville got knocked out. Who's the other Eastern Conference team?
Florida.
Did you?
Did I lose you again? Yeah, I think my phone goes dark. Oh, I have to, like, make sure touching. I don't let it go.
Florida is out. The Islanders knocked out Florida. I forgot about the Islanders. And then Florida fired Dale Tallon after 10 years or something.
Like, all right. Yeah, well, he's bad, so it's fine.
He gave us Jared McCann, so it's okay.
True.
And so the Blackhawks knocked out the Oilers. The Flames knocked out the who knocked out the Predators? Somebody. The Flames. The Flames knocked out the Jets. Teams.
I don't think it was the Flames. Yeah, the Flames knocked out the Jets, which was, oh god, it was a nightmare because Tkachuk and Scheifele collided weird in the first game of that series, and Scheifele was gone, and I really think that hurt the Jets. And then Laine was gone, but he wasn't anything special this year, I don't think. Remember, we were talking about Laine all the time before, but
like, oh yeah, I didn't hear anything else about the Jets at all.
Yeah, no. It's just that, and then so Line A and Shifley were gone, and then like another kid, like they were just pulling people from left and right. But and Paul Maurice was pissed at Matthew Tkachuk, which makes sense. He's a heel. And so he was like pissed, and he said it was like he was like going out, he was at gabbing in the media every day about how it was his, it was Tkachuk's fault and he did it on purpose. And I was like, I don't think that that's true, but
I mean, it for sure it didn't look true. Shifley said that he didn't think that Tkachuk did it on purpose, and like Tkachuk was immediately sad about it. Like,
yeah, he was, you could see him on the ice because yeah. I think I was watching that game. And he was trying to apologize to him. They wouldn't let him.
He's a good kid. Oh, Arizona. Taylor Hall and Phil Kessel in the playoffs. And Vancouver.
They're the ones that knocked out the Predators.
Vancouver. Who the fuck did Vancouver knock out? Minnesota!
Yeah, it was the Brock Besser. Not really. It's just that Brock Besser loves Minnesota.
Well, yeah, he's from Minnesota. Okay, I think we got everybody who's gone now. Oh shit! Oh shit!
Okay.
Oh, there's a fight. It's who is it? I don't know. It's not like a fight. It's a scrum. Somebody, Bolt tried to score, and then Corpusello got it, and now they're fighting. And Seth Jones, who is very handsome, is talking to the ref.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know. I saw a piece of it earlier, like when I was taking a nap. I literally napped through that game, and then also
yeah, there's a whole second game after it so far.
That's a nightmare. That next game's supposed to start in 20 minutes.
It is not.
Anyways, I took a nap. I fell asleep during that game, and I woke up to the Hallmark channel.
Of course.
So someone turned the channel
nice! While I was asleep. Sorry, Corpusello. Corpusello has 69 saves today.
Nice. All I remember from before I fell asleep was that David Savard was like bleeding profusely.
Hi, are you back?
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Oh, and my landline's ringing, so that's perfect.
Excellent. We took a short pause. And now we are back.
I don't even remember what we're talking about. We're very disconnected here.
David Savard was leading on the ice.
What?
You were talking about the CBJ game.
Oh, did it end yet?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I'm going to keep asking you because I'm watching the Flames and Dallas game. And oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy.
I mean,
the Stars managed to score goals, but I am concerned.
They have to score at least two more to win.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. Okay, but here's the thing. At what point do you go, okay, so the Bruins-Canes game is going to be tomorrow. Like.
Oh, yeah.
You need an hour and a half between games. So,
yeah, I don't wonder. I'm sure there are contingencies and plans for this.
A full second game that was unscoring just happened. 3-0 just ended.
Oh, Jesus. Send them to the shootout. It'll be done. Be done with it. At what point do you tell that? Like, they can't go on that game. They can't go on that long. Like, what are they going to do? Like, at what point does OT end?
It doesn't.
So they're going to drop dead.
They're just going to...
Oh. Oh, my God. Am I getting my wish?
In the game.
Wow. Incredible. Thanks to shout out to the black hole. Wow.
Okay, Owen.
Anyways. Wow.
Okay. The longest. Oh my God. Okay, so I'm on the Wikipedia page for overtime and ice hockey, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. A fourth overtime means that it is already the 14th longest game in history.
Oh.
The last fourth OT game was the Dallas Stars and the Vancouver Canucks in 2007. It went to 78 minutes overtime.
Goodness gracious.
I know. The longest game in NHL history is from March 24th, 1936. The Detroit Red Wings versus the Montreal Maroons. The Red Wings won 1-0. And it went to 116 minutes overtime.
Wow.
Yeah, that's six overtimes.
That's all right, here we go. TBL, CBJ, let's do it. End that game tomorrow. The dehydrated husk of Nick Foligno falls to the ice.
He had a penalty like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It totally does.
They did not score.
Well,
either team.
Imagine taking a penalty in 4 OT.
Right?
Ooh. Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm yawning. I'm so tired. All of this is boring. JK. Anyways.
JK, hey.
Anyway. I don't even know what I'm doing. Oh, there are 5 minutes left in this game. Dallas. Oh my god, the Dallas game is going to be over before.
Yes!
What?
The Dallas game over before this team chaos. I am team chaos now.
Yeah, there's 4:41 left in the Dallas and Calgary game.
They're on intermission, so Dallas and Calgary, unless Dallas can score twice in the next 4.5 minutes.
What if this game goes to OT?
Can you imagine?
Oh, somebody just messed up. Essa. He whiffed it.
Uh-oh.
He was trying to get it back in. He whiffed.
Uh-oh.
That's unfortunate.
So I've been trying to keep up with like stuff that's happening around the league. I just realized that I still have some teams muted and some team names muted, and that's why I haven't seen anything about the Avs at all.
Oh yeah, I forgot about them. I try to ignore them in my everyday life, honestly.
I know, me too. But I do have a couple of stats. I don't know if that's the only stats, but they're all I have. There have been 3 hat tricks in the qualifying round. I think they were all they're all qualifying. Andrei Svechnikov he's the lacrosse goal, got the first hat trick of the playoffs and also the first postseason hat trick in Canes Whalers franchise history.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Connor McDavid obviously got his first playoffs hat trick and people actually threw hats on the ice.
He said it was a little much. I think he's an energy vampire.
He is. And Pierre-Luc Dubois got a hat trick of the Blue Jackets. So they were all qualifying hat tricks, which is pretty cool.
I just need to point this out to you.
Yeah.
Because Jamie Oleksiak was just defending against Johnny Gaudreau, and that's just some height difference.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, my favorite stat of the qualifying round. The Maple Leafs are the first team in NHL history to overcome a deficit of 3+ goals in a game to win after surrendering a lead. I don't know words. Surrendering a lead of 3+ goals to lose their previous contest, regular season or postseason.
Wow.
And that was a back-to-back game. That was the day that they decided to spoil the historic six-team elimination day.
How dare they?
How dare they?
Especially because they went on to get eliminated anyways.
I know. Like, come on. Spoil sports. And this is a nice little stat. This doesn't mean anything because this year is very dumb, but the past six number one overall picks are not in the playoffs this year.
Oh my god. How unfortunate is that?
That is pretty unfortunate.
That's nuts. But it has especially, to be like that.
Especially because at least one of them was in the playoffs at the pause. Yeah. Like, I didn't pay enough attention to, like, actually figure this out, but I know at some point, I think during that day where six teams were almost eliminated, six teams had made it into the playoffs, and of those six teams, four teams were not in the playoffs at the time of the pause. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah.
It's cool, especially because they reseeded and they're going to reseed after every round, which is just really neat.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that a lot.
So, I mean, like, I liked the qualifiers, but I don't want to do that normally.
Every year.
Yeah, I don't want, like, it was neat for this and it was fun for this, but doing it every year seems silly, especially because that means more than half the league makes the playoffs, and so what's the regular season for?
Yeah, exactly. Like, only seven teams.
Especially if they're going to reseed. Like, what's it for then? You know what I mean? Like, like we said, the Blackhawks and the Canadiens got in on the, they got in as a 12 seed, like, and that sucks if you're a 5 seed and you worked your ass off to get where you were.
Exactly, yeah.
You were firmly in the playoffs when you were, like, before you, like, left. Oh my god. Ugh, Mark Giordano just played the puck out of the rink, and now the Dallas Stars are on a power play with less than 50 seconds left to go. and they've pulled the goalie.
Oh god.
Like, Gio's in the box worried about it as if the Dallas Stars power play can do anything. Like, not to be mean or anything, but this team is garbage. I don't even know how the hell they made it in the playoffs.
I don't either. They lost.
I don't know how they made it. They were like 1-7-1 at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then they went on a hot streak, and then Monty got fired, and then I guess they were fine, and then they lost, what, 8 before the pause? They hadn't won a game since February 25th until they played, who'd they play that they won a game? Was it the Blues, maybe? Or somebody? I think it was the Blues.
Like, yeah.
They haven't won a game, like, they haven't really won a game in 5 ever.
Yeah, they really haven't. They haven't won, yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know what to do with them. Like, oh my god, please, are you kidding me? Sorry. They're just like cycling and bunting it around, and it's really dumb. Oh god. I forgot they're on a power play, so like if they let a shorthanded thing up, they're gonna score. Anyway. Oh shoot. It keeps like going out. Anyway,
I have a live look in, but you're still farther ahead than me.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, mine's streaming.
Oh, my lord. Yeah. Oh, my cat's decided to be loud. Hi, kitty.
Oh, yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, he's a cutie patootie. Anyway, this is a really messy episode, and I don't care.
All of our episodes are messy. That's great. You know what? It's because life and also the NHL is very messy right now. I have one other thing.
Yeah.
Bob McKenzie retired, but he's gonna be busier in his retirement than I have ever been in my life. and I think it just means he's not gonna be like the number one source anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he said he was still gonna be on TV and stuff. Like, okay.
Yeah, I think it's probably just that he's not gonna like leak stuff and like know shit before, you know.
Here's the thing. I think he'll still know that stuff, but he won't be required to like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, people will probably still talk to him, but he'll just be like, "Oh, that's cool." Like, I just think he's just not gonna do like as much stuff. Anyways, the Flames won.
Of course they did.
Of course they did. I don't. Why did they play Khudobin over Bishop?
Because I think Ben might have been hurt.
Oh.
Because he was quote unquote unfit to play in the last game. He was the backup tonight, but
yeah.
He was still unfit.
No clue.
Very not that long.
Oh, that one goal went to Ben rather than Radulov. Whatever.
Oh.
Good, that means people can't complain about Jamie Benn not doing anything if he scored a goal.
Nice.
Anyway, I don't know.
Excuse me.
Oh, gross.
I have a cold. I feel so bad about it. Like, yeah, I wear my mask everywhere. But sometimes I still have to cough. And I have a cold. It's just a cold. I know it's a cold. I get cold every fucking year. Like, but yeah. I feel so bad about it. That's whatever. Fine. It's fine.
I just can't believe that game ended before the Tampa CBA game. That's so funny.
Flames win the first game of round one, even though their game started 2.5 hours after the first game of round one. Oh my god. I'm just like team chaos. I'm team chaos at this point. Who cares? Let's do it.
I'm team black hole.
You know what? I mean, obviously team black hole, but like, I mean, I don't really care about the playoffs. You know what? Canadians, Blackhawks, Stanley Cup final. Let's go.
No, let's do a rematch of last year. Just kidding. That would be gross. Are you still there? Okay, because it just, like, went dark, and I was like, who? Oh, my God, I forgot Ryan McDonough was on Tampa. Like, I forget that there are people in Tampa because I don't care about Tampa.
But also, the trade deadline was, like, a week before the pause. Like,
no, he's been there for, like, a year. That's true. He's been there for a while. That's true. I just forgot that he was there because I try not to think about Tampa as a rule.
Yeah. Oh, they're back. God, they've got to be tired.
Yeah.
Seth Jones has played 53 minutes.
Let's make it a full hour.
I mean, the record is something like 68. Oh, 63.
We can do it.
Zach Renske has a terrible mustache.
It's great.
Okay.
I just saw it and I think it's great. All right. Anyway. Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't have anything else to say, so.
Oh my god, this game is so long. NBCSN has changed their in-studio analysts. The players outlasted the broadcasters.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, sir, you don't want to be messing up now. Come on. This is just fun to watch from the perspective of they have to be exhausted.
I know! Like,
slurping mustard packets and eating bananas and slugging water every 4 seconds. Like... apparently mustard's good for cramps. Yeah. I don't know. I should try that sometime when I have wake up in the middle of the night with a Charlie horse and just like slug a mustard packet.
Yeah, that's what they do on the bench. There's probably a bunch of smelling salt. I
absolutely do not want to slug a mustard packet.
I understand.
I'm gonna do it.
It's gonna be the grossest goal is gonna win this. Like,
oh yeah,
the ice has got to be fucking terrible too.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about. Tampa's trying. They've had like 3 shots in the last 2 seconds. They're trying. Victor Hedman's like, I'm so done.
Oh my god, the Stanley Cup. Corbasalo has tied the record for most saves in a Stanley Cup playoffs game. 73. Cool. Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you do a best name in hockey?
I did.
Oh, hey, we could do that.
Okay. actually, it's really, really on topic because the best name in hockey this week is Columbus Blue Jacket Alexandre Texier, which we might have done.
I think we have.
I think we have too. And now I'm annoyed because I was like, "Oh, this is great." And now it's not. Yeah, we have, because I remember looking up his name.
Yeah, it's been 17 years since we did this, so I understand.
Just kidding. The best name in hockey this week is Bob McKenzie, who retired. I actually was going to do that, and then I decided to try, and then I messed up anyway.
Bobby Margarita.
So
Bobby Margarita.
Yeah, it's Bobby Margarita. Yeah, well, I was going to do that. Remember the one time I said it was Phil Kessel? And I was right. But no, it's Bob McKenzie. He's the best name in hockey.
Best name in hockey this week is Bob McKenzie. All right.
I mean, I could pick another
one. No, when you're right, you're right.
I'm so right. I was doing it to be jokey, but at some point we're going to have to like branch out on best names. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm trying. I have a thing saved of best names that I can do, and I've already done one of them, and it's so weird to see people at the glass. I understand that it's like arena workers.
Oh yeah, like it's like watching kids hockey is what somebody said. They're like, it's like minors.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's somebody at the glass, like it's just, or well, when other teams watch, like, because imagine like the Canes and the Bruins are there.
Oh yeah.
So what are they doing? They're just like, are they dressed? Like, what are they doing? Like, or are they just hanging out?
I mean,
like,
I don't think they need to be dressed yet because after the game, it's going to be at least an hour and a half before they can play.
Okay, but imagine if they came in and got dressed.
So they're what if they're just, they're like, just sitting like, in the stands? Well, they're just like in the boxes, like in their full
pack. They should have let them go sit in the stands.
They should.
They should have uncovered it and let them go sit there.
Well, no, they put them in the boxes. Like, I've seen, like, the Blackhawks in the boxes, and I know, because I know, like, Antoine Roussel watched the Dallas game, and, Yeah.
Oh, boy. This is so much. Can't wait till they go to 5 OT.
Hockey is the dumbest sport in the world, and especially it really helps that this was an afternoon game and not like a 9:30 game. And it,
yeah, oh my god,
it really helps that like I don't care about the outcome. It's the first game, like,
oh yeah. Imagine if you're a Blue Jackets fan right now, you were like, you are sincerely, or a Tampa fan, but I can't imagine Tampa having fans. just. Like, imagine just being sick.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad it's not me.
Yeah, like the first year that I really watched playoffs was 2015, and the first round the Blackhawks and the Predators went to like double OT and triple OT like every other time, and like
Oh, so close.
one game it was like a triple OT game, and it ended at like 1 o'clock in the morning the next day. And like I cared, and I was like, it's not even an elimination game. Just pull the goalies. Whoever scores wins. I don't care. Because I was so tired. It was the middle of the night. But like this, at
Yeah.
least like for people watching, even if you are, I would say like if you're a fan of them, it's not an elimination game. It is kind
Yeah,
of fun.
it's game one.
It's game one.
This is game
And
one.
like you don't, it's not, it's only 8 o'clock at night. You don't have to worry about like going to sleep because you gotta wake up in the morning yet. I
True.
can't imagine the Boston game is gonna get played tonight.
I already napped through this game.
Yeah.
Like already.
I know.
Like, what if I go to bed and it's still being played in the morning? At what point do they have to call it? Like, I don't know. I mean, I know it's not at 4 OT. They can do it, but I'm just saying.
I mean, the longest it's ever gone is 6 OT. So, like, I don't know if they will call it. It's gone to five.
Oh, true.
It's gone to 5 OT in the last like 20 years. Like, the Stars played a four
True.
OT game.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Let's beat the record.
They're just I'm watching it like incredibly just whatever. Anyway.
sorry, I'm boring you.
No, I took that nap and now I'm all disoriented. I'm like Liam, the teenager that just woke up.
I just woke up.
Exactly. Oh, there's a blue jacket just laying on the ice. He's down. He's dead. It's Nathan Gerber. He's just
My
down.
God, he's fucking dead.
He's dead,
I don't
bro.
blame him. Oh, me too. It's like my person.
And Pat Maroon was looking at him like, "Oh my God, he really thought he
I
murdered him."
wouldn't
That sounds like a Pat Maroon
let
thing. He murdered him. Oh, he did murder him.
Oh,
Good Lord, that wasn't him though. That was somebody else.
my God, how far ahead of me are you?
OT is 14:13. Time left on the clock.
Oh. Oh, I just hit that. Oh, there he is. Now he's on the
He was just laying there.
Excuse me. One day I'll stop coughing.
Will you?
Yeah, I hope so. Anyway.
Oh yeah, he's going. They're taking
Oh,
him.
shit. Oh, yeah,
Who hit him? Was that Hedman? Hedman hit him.
we've had a couple of like really serious injuries. And I don't know if it's because I don't know if it's because this is technically kind of like preseason play, but with postseason intensity, like they haven't had long enough to play yet, or
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
if it's that combined with like how bad the ice is, because the ice is so slushy and they're all playing on it so
Yeah.
much. But there have been.
See, that's what somebody said that it would get better as the more they played on it, but I can't believe that to be true. I know they said then they put more, like a thicker layer of ice down in Rogers'
I think
place.
so. I know that like I did see a beat writer said that it was like it felt like it was like -500 in there. Like I think after the first week they like cranked the AC really high.
I mean, it helps that there's not as many bodies in the building,
Oh, for
too.
sure, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and they're probably learning more about it, but also the more you play on ice, and this is like the second game. Technically, pretty much that they are playing on the same
Yeah.
sheet.
Yeah.
But like, because I know Muzzin got in.
Ooh. I lost you.
I'm still here. Oh, there, man.
It just like cut out. And
yeah.
Then, now you're back.
Well, I know that like Muzzin got really injured. I know because I think the Shifley thing was partly the ice.
I remember watching it. It's just he was going real fast into the boards, and so was Tkachuk, and he wobbled, and you can see him wobble because the ice.
Yeah.
And it just he was going too fast, and he wobbled, and it was bad, and so he got hurt, and now this guy's got, and he had to go out, and
yeah, and I know Muzzin, and you said Savard was bleeding real bad earlier. Like I feel like
he was bleeding really bad earlier.
I definitely saw like a shot. I
saw lots of pucks to the face.
Yeah, I saw a shot from like a different game where like they led somebody off, and it was just like a trail of blood on the ice. Like
I watched that game, but I do not remember who it was.
Yeah, so I think part of it is the ice, and part of it is that it's been so long since they've played in anything that matters or played at all against other people, and yet it's got that postseason intensity.
Vassie just gave a really sassy glove grab on David Savard, and it was truly incredible. Like, real sassy glove save. Like, Savard's out here breaking ankles, and Vassie just sassy gloved it down. Incredible.
That sounds like
I can't believe I praised Andre Vasilevsky ever in my life. The board says still overtime. See, that's the stuff that makes hockey fun. That's fun.
Yeah, like dumb shit. I love dumb shit.
Like dumb stuff. Like you gotta be able to laugh at yourself.
Yeah, like
so that's fun.
They're serious, but like it's a really dumb, it's a dumb game. It's just a game. It's a really dumb sport. A lot of it is just bounces.
It really is. That's kind of why I wasn't too fussed about like yeah, of course I really wish the Penguins were still playing, but like it's such a weird year, and
yeah,
you know, like it's extenuating circumstances. I'm not that. I guess I'm not that buckered about it, because
yeah, it's not at all like important. It's not at all like last year.
Yeah, last year I was devastated.
Absolutely devastated.
But this is, I mean, even, like, they still lost in four games. Like,
they won one of them.
They won a game. They won a game, and that was important to me.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is as hard. This can't be. Is this as hard on goalies as it is on skaters?
What?
Like, the multiple, like, overtimes, you wonder, you know?
I don't know. I mean, because I think, like, I feel like mentally it's probably harder because you have to stay sharper. Yeah, like, it may not be quite as physically exhausting, but you have to be really sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Stamkos playing?
No.
Is he alive?
He is unfit right now.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I think Hedman.
Man, that guy's been hurt.
I know. I think Hedman just came back. Like, he was unfit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know who is on Tampa.
Pat Maroon.
Oh, right. Ryan McDonough.
And Mikhail Sergachev. And Andre Vasilevsky. I don't know any of the rest. Blake Coleman's on that team.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Jersey at some point. Is he the pickle juice guy?
Yes. Yeah.
Disgusting.
Oh, Shattenkirk.
Oh, fuck! I see. I forgot about Kevin Shattenkirk.
We
need to talk about Kevin.
We all did. No, we don't. Yeah, so I think
this is
actually
we gotta wrap this up because we're just talking.
We probably should. I mean, it's fun for me, like especially.
Oh, it's fun for me too.
Especially in like, however, you know, in the next hour or not hour, but like in the next day or so when this game is finally over, it'll be fun to look back on this episode. Watch us end,
Oh,
and then
true.
they immediately, somebody immediately scores.
Wouldn't that be
That was
funny?
so funny. We should definitely do it and see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
60 tape. What are our things that we say when we end? I forgot.
Oh God. Okay. Well, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Stick to Tape. If you haven't, our DMs are open. You can DM us questions or whatever. And if you have any longer questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at sticktotapepod@gmail.com.
We will maybe be back at the end of the first. I don't know. I think that's like a week away. I don't know how things are happening.
Yeah, let's shoot for at least like the end of round one, but will they start round two games while round one's still going on?
I mean, will they start round two games while game one is still going on is like the bigger question.
You're right. You're so right. How could you be so right in this world?
I'm just
Oh,
incredible.
he dropped a stick. You are.
All right. Well, that's all we got. Hopefully, we'll talk to you again soon. And until we do, stick to tape.
Yep.